This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. CU Boulder is hosting a climate change summit this weekend, and some students are using the opportunity to bring attention to the university's connections to the energy industry. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
Students under the name Fossil Free CU are marching on campus grounds demanding the university end its financial investments in fossil fuel companies. Sophomore Ruth Nowotny says it's hypocritical for the school to push for climate justice while supporting the industry.
Change isn't made in a vacuum, and we must take responsibility and hold our regents accountable for the inaction that may cost their students our futures.
The Office of the University President says CU has more than $270 million in stocks and other investments in the fossil fuel sector. The students are sending a petition to the Board of Regents asking them to stop. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
It's been 10 years since Coloradans legalized recreational marijuana, and there's still a lot to learn about how the drug can help manage pain. Angela Bryan is a researcher for the University of Colorado.
We're only beginning to scratch the surface of how complicated it is, and we're mainly testing THC and CBD.
Bryan says that combination seems to be the most effective for pain, but other compounds haven't been studied enough. Cannabis is still a Schedule I drug at the federal level, and that makes it tough for researchers to fund further studies. Light snow for the high country this afternoon, seasonable temperatures for the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.